You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, TGIF, March 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Wonderful, sunny downtown here at the World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. Zommers, it is going to be one of those days. Temperatures into the 70s. Some parts of the state may break the 80-degree mark. Records are going to be shattered. Enjoy it, because by Sunday, 40 degrees and snow.
You know, since it also rained this morning, I walked outside and I felt like I was in a swamp very briefly. It was so toasty and...
Now, here, I heard this morning when I came in about 14 minutes ago. No, it's spoken not too far from that. And I heard this morning from Luke Mathers that his dogs woke him up when the thunderstorms rolled through. And when I got up about 10 to 7, I could see weather reports where the rain. I didn't hear any of it. And one of the advantages of going deaf is that you don't hear things like that always. But you heard it.
I didn't really hear it too much. I think I was sleeping through it pretty hard. Like, truth be told, I didn't hear my alarm this morning. I bulldozed right through it.
Well, that's all right. We made it here. But anyway, it's going to be a beautiful, if you have a chance, get out and enjoy this nice, nice weather. It's going to be a little breezy in some parts of Wisconsin. And for our listeners up in WCFW, Chippewa Valley area, and Amory and Hayward, and even Buzz of the North, or pardon me, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. That part of the state, in all seriousness, under a slight severe weather risk for later this afternoon and into tonight. So think Black River Falls north, and then kind of over to just north of, or right through Wausau and up in that part of the state. So that's for this afternoon. Tonight, they could see some potential for heavy weather. And then by Sunday, it could be on the opposite part of the state. Our friends down in Waukesha, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Racine, they may see some heavier weather Sunday-ish, Saturday night, Sunday. So just be aware of that. Keep an eye to the sky and be aware. But get out there, folks. Don't. I've done this before. It's nice out there. You're thinking, well, I don't really have anybody to do anything with. And you sit there and you watch, you know, Wendy Williams. Don't do that. Get out and enjoy it.
Go take a walk or something.
That's right. Just stick your head out. Sit in the patio. You'll feel better. That's what, believe me, 2:05 this afternoon, gone. You won't be seeing me in the office. I'll be working from home. Great show for you today. Lots to get to in newsy news. And then in hour two is going to be fantastic, because we have our break into spring. Springtime is back trivia text to win contest. We'll give you the secret word of the day. And today, folks, we're giving away two tickets, club level seats, by the way, to a Milwaukee Brewers game. So hold your hats and hallelujahs. By the way, the Brewers couldn't quite get it done yesterday. They fell to the Yankees in the season opener. They'll play the Yankees again in New York on Saturday and Sunday, and then be home against the Kansas City Royals against the Brewers. You can hear that on various stations across the Civic Media Radio Network in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now near Angler's Pub in Hayward, Wisconsin. So you can tune in over the air on all those stations over the weekend. We'll play one of the great highlights from that game a little bit later on in this broadcast today. Also then, we're going to have our What's Worse today, having to do with tattoos and piercings. And at 1:30, our ongoing contributor and friend, he is the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, is going to be in and Have a lot of fun with that. Well, the Week in Review, a more humorous look at the Week in Review. It's all that coming up today. But I want to start with some breaking news, some new news. Our friends, Jane Matnair, Greg Bach, and political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, were talking about that last hour on their great program. By the way, Dan Schaefer will be here on Monday for a crossover show. Not a cross-dressing show. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But no, when he said, Todd, let's do a cross, I said, what? A cross what? We're going to be a crossover show on Monday. He's going to be here the last half hour of our show, and then I'm going to join him on the Dan Schaefer show at 2 o'clock. No, it's the Maggie Dawn show with Dan
Schaefer. With today's host, Dan Schaefer.
With today's host, Dan Schaefer, on Monday. So that'll be, and we're going to talk specifically about this referendum on the ballot on voter ID and voting, and it'll be a great time had by all, I'm sure, with Dan Schaefer. Anyway, Dan and Greg and Jane were talking about some of this last hour, and I want to kind of expand on some of that. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Headline, Elon Musk is in a now deleted tweet, says he will be in Wisconsin and hand out $2 million ahead of the Supreme Court election. That's right. This is our new open for this part of the show. Time now once again for an Elon Musk update.
So far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
That's right. It's time for an Elon Musk update. I love this because the old Green Acres show, Zsa Zsa Gabor was one of the stars of that, and Eddie Arnold. And this is about a couple that lived in Manhattan, and Eddie Arnold's character wanted to be a farmer. And he was a big attorney, and so they moved out to the countryside, and Zsa Zsa Gabor was from Europe and rich, and she didn't want anything to do with it, and they kept trying to be country people, but everybody knew it was just a fake. They couldn't hack it. And so Elon Musk, as much as he tries to be an American and tries to come out here to Wisconsin and be a man of the people, he's the world's richest man. So I like that. A Green Acres for Elon. So Elon Musk, he's coming to Wisconsin. He wants to enjoy the countryside, or so he says. The de facto president will be in Wisconsin over the weekend trying to save Brad Schimmel in this Supreme Court race. Now, here's what's happened. A lot of people thought this thing was in the bag for Schimmel, thought he had all the big mo, as former George H.W. Bush used to say. All the momentum. But Susan Crawford has stuck up for herself and says, look, what you're saying about me is a bunch of lies. And here's who I really am. And also, as it turns out, Wisconsinites are a little salty when it comes to the world's richest man trying to buy an election in Wisconsin. So the polls now are fluctuating. It's within the margin of error. It's all going to come down on whether you go to the polls. And your every single vote matters. Have a plan to vote. I'm going, by the way, speaking of getting out of here, I'm going two blocks down to the Madison City Library. I'm voting absentee immediately after the show.
I am coming with you then.
Fantastic. Zomers and I have a plan. We're voting buddies.
So do you have a voting buddy? Make sure you have a voting buddy.
Have a voting buddy. Remember, go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov, and find out where your polling place is. And in all seriousness, today, I'm going to say for all intent and purposes, today is the final day of early voting. Now, I know before anybody texts or calls, I know there are certain municipalities around Wisconsin that do some limited early voting over the weekend, but that's sporadic. But all municipalities have early voting through closing of their office hours today, whether that's 4, 4:35, whatever it is. So if you want to vote early, today is your last day to do it. There is not early voting on Monday. If you don't vote early today, for all intent and purposes, you can't vote until 7 a.m. on election day on Tuesday, which is fine. But Zomeris and I are going to be busy with election coverage, so we thought we should get it out of the way today. So anyway, Wisconsinites are a little salty over the fact that Elon Musk, the world's richest man who knows nothing about Wisconsin, wants to come out here and muck around. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, billionaire Elon Musk deleted a tweet announcing he would visit Wisconsin on Sunday and hand out $1 million checks to voters just 2 days before the high-stakes Supreme Court election. The move comes after questions were raised by Wisconsin Democratic Chairman Ben Wickler about the illegality of his plan. Musk, a close ally of President Donald Trump, close ally. I mean, come on. Close ally. He's essentially the de facto president, for God's sake. Anyway, Musk is going to personally and via two groups has poured more than $20 million. Let me say that again. Musk and his two groups have put in $20 million into this race to back conservative candidate Brad Schimmel. In the since deleted post on X, formerly Twitter, Musk wrote later yesterday, that he would give a talk in Wisconsin, quote unquote, on Sunday. He did not share where. Quote, entrance is limited to those who have voted in the Supreme Court election, unquote, he wrote, though he did not specify how that would be verified. Musk also wrote that he would present two $1 million checks, quote, in appreciation for taking the time to vote, unquote. It was unclear what the post-deletion meant about whether the Sunday event would go forward or not. Musk earlier this week announced a $1 million giveaway to a Green Bay voter who signed his, quote, petition in opposition to activist judges, unquote. Those are his words, not mine. I would say so-called activist judges. Musk said he would announce a second $1 million award today. Zomers, did you sign it? Are you eligible?
No.
All right, neither did I. In the post this morning on X, Musk's super PAC, America PAC, identified the first person to receive the money for signing the petition as Scott Ainsworth of Green Bay. Now, there was a guy named John Ainsworth, I think was a representative or a state senator. I can't remember. I think it was a representative. Maybe it was that. No, maybe it was a relative of his. Ainsworth has given $350 to Schimmel and $500 to the state Republican Party this year. It was not immediately clear whether the checks Musk said he'd hand out Sunday would go to the second of the two people he referenced in his earlier post about the petition. What do you think about this? Elon Musk trying to buy the votes. And by the way, we have more about Elon Musk. We'll tell you more who this guy is. He's not so big on American veterans and heroes. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack is up next. You're not going to want to miss it. It's the All Ball Show with Zomers on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great song, Zomers. 21 past the hour at 12 noon on a TGIF version of the show on a Friday, 28th of March. Who sings that? I forget.
ABBA. That was a request from L.A. Tom.
How could I forget ABBA? I mean, I know ABBA. I just forgot they sang that. Nicely done, L.A. That's a great song. New reporting today. Jane Matinier was talking about this on her show just before we came on, and now Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jane Matinier beating the Journal Sentinel on this, by the way. Nicely done, Jane.
Impressive.
It always is with Jane. That's why I tune in. Anyway, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel now saying that the post that Elon Musk put on his ex Twitter account announcing he'd be in Wisconsin on Sunday to give away $2 million to try to buy the election even further in Wisconsin, he's deleted it after there were questions by Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler, and others about the legality of this. On Sunday, appeared Brad Schimmel running against Susan Crawford. Brad Schimmel, the Donald Trump-sanctioned Acolyte. And did Shimblehead go down? Did he go down to Mar-a-Lago and genuflect?
I do not know.
Well, he says he has a lot of knee pads. So I just wondered.
The stock at Menards to go and beg people for money, which you're not supposed to do in a Supreme Court election.
By the way, that was his words. He said he had to get knee pads at Menards, Schimmel did, to beg for money. His words. So I didn't know whether he genuflected and kissed Trump's ring and whatever. Schimmel on Saturday appeared in a live half-hour discussion with Musk and Senator Ron Johnson, who said if Schimmel wins, it'll be because of Musk's support. Kevin Kennedy, the state's former state election chief, said it is unresolved, quote unquote, whether what Musk is proposing is illegal. Kennedy said, or rather the $1 million giveaway could, keyword could, be seen as an inducement to vote, making it a possible violation of the state's bribery statutes. But he said it would, pardon me, he said that it would not be the case if a person had already cast a ballot before Musk publicized his Sunday event. Kennedy said, quote, when it comes to prosecuting this, you've got to remember there has to be an intent to commit a crime. Musk needs to say, I gave this to them to go to the polls, unquote. So this is where it gets real murky. I think, and look, I'm no attorney. I'm no Matt Flynn, you understand, no Jim Santel. But here's what I think. And I miss my dear, my late great friend, State Representative, former State Representative Cheryl Albers, who was an attorney. And she knew the statutes like the back of her hand. I would love to have asked my wonderful friend Cheryl Albers, I know they're going after this on election law, campaign laws. I think somebody ought to go after Musk on lottery. Wisconsin has very specific laws, statutes on lotteries. And the key thing here is, is there a transaction of value? Now you have, for instance, churches get in trouble with this or certain places doing raffles. In order to run a raffle in Wisconsin legally, you got to get licensed. And if you get caught, there's big fines for this. What Elon Musk is doing, and by the way, I have not done this, but I've heard from people who have, not personally, but reports of people who have signed this thing for Musk. It's not just signing your name, by the way. You have to give them essentially your voter information. That has a value. Your name, your address, your phone number, your email. Because that gets sold on the web all the time. So by Elon Musk taking something of value, your voter identification, and putting you into a pool of chance to win a prize, that to me says lottery. I think somebody should be looking into whether Elon Musk is running an illegal lottery in the state of Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, happy Friday to you. What do you say?
Well, it's an absolutely beautiful day here in Merrimack. 70 degrees, sunny. It doesn't get much better in Wisconsin in March than this. The ferry is still closed, by the way.
Oh, really? So, is it really? I mean, when is it going to open up there, Jack?
It says closed for the season, so I'm not sure what the season is, but I have a feeling that as global warming takes place, that season is going to have to be extended somewhat.
I think you're right.
By some method. So, yeah. Anyway, Musk, yeah. That guy is, I mean, he is absolutely convinced he can do anything because he's got a lot of money. Mm. He throws it around like nobody's business. He has no ethics. He very clearly intends to buy the race for state Supreme Court. And if Schimmel gets selected, Schimmel has already said, I've been bought. Excuse me, he didn't say that. What he said is, I am running so that I can support the Musk Trump co-presidency or something like that. I mean, that's a paraphrase, right. But it's essentially what he has said. You know, this is a real travesty. First of all, I'm wondering, when are Wisconsinites going to say, this is crazy? I'm not going to vote for somebody that, you know, this billionaire has thrown tens of millions of dollars into. Mm-hmm. We know what the reason for that is. The other thing I'm wondering when Wisconsinites are going to say, geez, another constitutional amendment on the ballot? Forget that. I'm not mm-hmm. voting for that. I'm just, you know, people have got to be getting tired of this stuff. I mean, I certainly am. It's like a continuous election cycle, and it keeps on going.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jack. And the great thing is people can do something about it right now, today. If you have not voted yet, early voting goes through the end of today. There are a couple of municipalities that go through the weekend, but essentially early voting for the state Supreme Court, Department of Public Instruction, this referendum all goes through today, early voting. And then polls open again on Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Like Jack said, if you're tired of somebody trying to buy this state like Elon Musk and Donald Trump, go to the polls. Vote against it. Vote for Susan Crawford. Come on back. We're going to play this cut of Elon Musk going after a national hero and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Ready to Update. Farm News is next. Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Friday, March 28th, 2024, 34 minutes past 12 noon. More to get to here shortly. But remember, stay with us. Stay with us for hour two. You're not going to want... You, the listening, viewing public, are eligible to win two, not one, but two, a pair on Milwaukee Brewer tickets to our beautiful club-level seats at AmFam Field to a Brewer game soon. All I got to do is stay tuned. At right after the top of the next hour, we'll give you a magical secret word. And then you text it in. But you got to text it on the Civic Media app, you understand? You can't just phone it in. You got to text it on the app. So do yourself a favor. Download the app right now. You'll be all set, ready to go. Go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Click it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Do yourself a favor. And then you're all set to go. Click on one of the first 11 stations. Listen to the show. And then you'll see a little text button icon on the lower right-hand part of the screen. And then I'll give you that word and you just text in the word you're eligible. And by the way, next hour for the tickets, you're only competing against people who text in next hour, not throughout the entire day. And somebody is going to win at the end of the 2 weeks. Everybody's going to have their name put in a hat. The computer will randomly draw it out for a Verlo mattress set and a bamboo steamer. No, sorry, bamboo sheets. Bamboo sheets. But that's not to say things couldn't get steamy on the bamboo sheets, you understand? Yes, exactly. But that's up to you. That's up to you, you understand? But anyway, our break in the spring, text to win, whatever that's called. You can win prizes next hour. So join us then. All right, right now, I want to finish this story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, on Elon Musk deleting a tweet. Xer, see, you can't say he X. Just everybody's going to say his tweet. He says he's coming to Wisconsin to relate with the people. No, to give away 2 million.
I want to see where the people are.
That's good. I like that. To give out $2 million worth of checks. Well, after he said that, a couple of people like Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party state chair, took note and called him out. Well, now he's deleted that. And now there are several questions of whether he broke election law statutes in Wisconsin, and also maybe the state lottery law, because he might be winning a lottery or running a lottery here illegally in the state of Wisconsin. So lots to talk about there. And we're going to tell you what kind of guy this guy is, by the way, as well. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. 855-752-4842. Len, listening on WMDX in Madison. Len, how are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What do you got?
I don't think we have anything to worry about from Elon Musk, regardless of how much money he's put into the campaign. Crawford has been outspending Schimmel 2-1. She's taken in far more campaign money, and as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported today, Wisconsinites have been supported by a lot of out-of-state money, with about 77% of that money that's coming into the race from out-of-state going to Crawford. And I think we just need to stop complaining. We all talk about how we hate campaign money, but I think we need to stop complaining about the campaign money, because we are way ahead of the Republicans in campaign spending, and any restriction on campaign spending will only hurt us. If the campaign is polling this close with Crawford spending twice as much as Schimmel, think about how this election would go if the playing field was, level. We need to stop talking about campaign money and start talking about Crawford, because she's going to help eliminate racist voter ID laws and help us shape the campaign maps a little better to get at least two more Democrats in Congress. Those two things alone would make her election worth it.
I'm assuming you're a Democrat. So I mean, and look, as an independent, I certainly am voting and supporting Susan Crawford, because I think she's the more honest candidate, and I don't want a person on the Supreme Court who has already vowed his loyalty to Donald Trump before he even gets on the court, where Susan Crawford is someone who said, I'm going to interpret the law as it's written, which those are the kind of justices I want. I hear what you're saying, and to your point, Len, I give a lot of kudos to Ben Wickler, the Democratic chair of Wisconsin, because he has played the Republicans' game and largely won during his term as chairman, outraising Republicans by a lot. That said, I would still prefer that all this money. I mean, think about this. We're going to probably break $100 million. $100 million for one Supreme Court race. That's just sick. Think what $100 million could do in the world in Wisconsin. So, I wish it were different. I would like to see campaign finance reform. But like you, Len, I think I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatist. I understand it's not going to happen today. But I don't think this is in the bag for Susan Crawford by a long shot. I think it's remarkably close. And I think that people need to get out and vote, because there's a lot of people. This is the same thing I've heard from Democrats in 2016, that, oh, Hillary's got it in the bag. People will send her, a message and vote for Jill Stein. Kamala Harris has it in the bag. There's no way that people could possibly put Trump back in for a second term. So I've heard that from Democrats, and Democrats that come out on the short end. So I appreciate the call, Len, because I think you bring up some good points. But I think that people who support Susan Crawford better get out and vote, because as Lee Corso says on ESPN College Game Day, it's going to be closer than the experts think. Thanks for the call. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods, go ahead.
Hello. I just have to say that I think that Elon Musk has twisted the Constitution. Right now he thinks it's of the rich people buying the poor people for the rich people. I think everybody needs to get out and vote for Susan Crawford and Jill Underling, because Wisconsin can be the beacon for the rest of the country to see that big money doesn't always do what's right. Look what's happening to the whole of our country by big money. Mm-hmm. So we here in Wisconsin can set the tone for the whole of the United States in their voting.
I mean, I agree with you, Ollie. I really appreciate it. And I think Ollie nailed it right there. Because we haven't even gotten to this yesterday. in political news, something happened yesterday that was really, really important. And let me get to it right now. Elise Stefanik, a member, she was a member of Congress in the, she still is, but she was in leadership. Elise Stefanik. And she was tapped by Donald Trump to be the new United Nations ambassador. She would have been a shoo-in to be confirmed. And yesterday, Donald Trump pulled her nomination. And the reason is there was a state Supreme Court special, a state Senate race in Pennsylvania, in a very Trump district. And the Democrats won it. And it shook sound waves through the Republican Party and Trump world. And there's also a special race going on in Florida right now for Congress to fill the Matt Gaetz seat. Remember, he was supposed to be attorney general and he resigned and we all know what happened there. And it is now being by Steve Bannon, of all people, saying that Democrats very well could, the Democratic candidate could win this open seat in Florida, a red seat, which will give an even slimmer margin to Mike Johnson, House Speaker for Republicans. And Trump world is afraid, and I think Trump won Elise Stefanik's district by like 20 plus points. But people are starting to wake up a little bit here. They're starting to understand that, wait a minute, I didn't expect Trump to come after me. I never thought Elon Musk was going to affect my life. And the tide may be starting to turn on this. And so Trump world and Republicans are definitely afraid to leave Elise Stefanik's seat open up for grabs because it may mean that Democrats could get control of the House. So they pulled Elise Stefanik's nomination. So Ali is right. This election in Wisconsin on Tuesday for a Supreme Court is a political, national political barometer. They're looking at this thinking, as goes Wisconsin. Wouldn't that be a great name for a show, Zomers?
It would.
Shout out to our old friend, Kristen Bry. As goes Wisconsin, so could go the rest of the country. So Ali is exactly right. This race is going to mean something, not just first and foremost for we Wisconsinites, but it's going to send a signal. Can Elon Musk's money and Donald Trump's agenda win? Or are the citizens of the country going to stand up and send a message? Are the citizens of Wisconsin going to stand up and send a message that no, it stops here? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Rob in Port Edwards. Rob, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hi, thanks for the show. Good deal. And this is going to somewhat reiterate what I spoke earlier in the week, but really firsthand experience. I'm out canvassing, and all the money in the world is not doing it. We need to go one-on-one, mano-a-mano, woman-to-woman, however you want to do this. Talk to anybody and everybody, not just your friends, not just your relatives, not just the people that are Democrats. You need to talk to everybody to give them the news. Don't try to convince them, but give them information and ask the questions. Why do you feel the way you do? Have you thought about this? And let them organically feel, you know, why and who am I voting for? Well, maybe I didn't really understand where this person was, you know, his political platform was postured. Maybe I should be thinking, because I had some great discussions yesterday. It was amazing. And people that were definitely not Democrats.
Wow.
They were hardcore Republicans. Mm-hmm. They took my literature. They are ruminating, and they're going to share that with their spouses and their kids who are also Republican. That's my thought. You got to go word of mouth. The money and all that is all well and good, commercials and radio ads and everything, but you really have to go one-on-one with people.
I agree with you 100%.
Anyways, have a lovely weekend. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate the call. Great call again by Rob. He's absolutely 100% correct. There is nothing more powerful than person-to-person campaigning of the people that you know, or just people you run into and respect, have a good discussion. Rob's absolutely right. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Now, see, Zombers, I've gotten to this point again with about 90, so there's no time for the cut I want to use, right?
You're correct.
He has that look on his face like, you idiot. What do you think? No, see, we've come up against the clock, as we say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remind you that coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to play our text to win spring breaks, break into spring, have a good springtime trivia texting contest, where you, the viewing and listening audience, will have a chance to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets, two of them, to our beautiful club-level seats, and everybody has a chance to win the beautiful grand prize of a Verlo mattress set and all the accoutrements. That's a $100,000 word. The
accoutrement
of a mattress. That's all coming up in hour two. Also, Peter Rapine is going to be here with a humorous look at the week in review. And we'll do a little what's worse on tattoos and piercings. Do you have I can only see outwardly. Do you have any tattoos, Alvarez?
I do not.
I do not either. I've thought about once, but I said no. And I do not have any piercings either. So, we'll check in on our brackets, because the Civic Media bracket pool, we'll see how I'm doing. I was not doing well, although Michigan State is still in it. We'll see after tonight whether they are or not. But as of right now, we'll check in on our brackets as well. But don't go anywhere. When we come back, I promise you, we will play these cuts. You'll hear in first person Elon Musk attacking a national hero. It's the All Balls Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show, 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. I want to play these cuts for you now. This is Elon Musk on Fox News defending, and remember, Senator Mark Kelly is a national hero. Flew multiple tours overseas in Afghanistan, I believe. Member of the U.S. military, astronaut, U.S. senator, decorated military person, has fought for our country, put his life on the line. And Elon Musk have the audacity to call Mark Kelly a traitor to the United States. So Fox News, I believe this is Brett Baer, Brett Baer thought, well, I'll allow Musk to walk this back. So he asked the question on Fox News last night. Here's how it went.
You give it out, in other words. Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly posted on X about his trip to Ukraine to push for continuing to send U.S. weapons and support there. And you posted that he was a traitor. Well, why do that?
Well, I think somebody should care about the interests of the United States above the interests of another country. And sure. If they don't, they're a traitor.
Yeah, but he's a decorated veteran, a former astronaut, a sitting U.S. senator.
That doesn't mean it's okay for him to put the interests of another country above America.
Obviously, there are some Republicans who think supporting Ukraine is the right thing still, but there is a battle back and forth about how do you think it comes to an end?
Well, I think there will be a negotiated peace. And the thing that we should be concerned about is we should have empathy for the thousands of people that are dying every day in trenches.
Elon Musk carrying on there.
But wait a second.
A puppet of Vladimir Putin. What?
Didn't he just say on the Joe Rogan podcast like a week or two ago that empathy is the greatest weakness of Western right. civilization?
Yeah, right. Exactly. By the way, you heard that. It sounded like a dog in the background. That was his goofy kid. The one that puts boogers on Donald Trump's desk. That's true.
Oh, yeah, his Trump, human shield.
Trump sent the desk out to be cleaned after that, by the way. But Elon Musk attacking Mark Kelly. Elon Musk never put on the uniform. Elon Musk never put his life on the line for anything. And attacking Mark Kelly because he supports Ukraine, who was attacked unprovoked by Russia. Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, a puppet of Putin, calling Mark Kelly a traitor to the United States. Here's what Mark Kelly had to say a few hours later in response.
So Elon Musk just called Senator Mark Kelly, who took off from an aircraft carrier on fighter pilot missions for America 39 times, just called him a traitor again. And right after he said that, guess who I was talking to? Senator Mark Kelly. Let you hear what he said. He says, in part, Elon, he's got to stay in his own lane.
He's firing veterans. He's randomly firing government employees who did not deserve to get fired. He calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme. He's trying to create some room in the budget to give a big, giant tax cut to billionaires and multimillionaires. I mean, that's what he's up to. And he's an unelected, inexperienced, at least when it comes to regard to the federal government and what he's trying to accomplish here. He's an unelected billionaire. And I think he needs to stay in his own lane, making rockets, making cars.
Mark Kelly, United States American hero, veteran, astronaut, United States senator now, responding to Elon Musk calling him, Kelly, a traitor to the United States. I simply ask all of you out there who are veterans or who are parents of veterans or who are parents of kids who are veterans. If Elon Musk thinks that little of Mark Kelly, put the politics aside for a minute. Look at his stellar and exemplary record of military service. If Elon Musk thinks that little of Mark Kelly, what is he going to think of your family member who is a veteran? Do you really think that he's going to protect veterans' rights, the programs that serve veterans, healthcare? And do you want someone who is going to be bowing down to Elon Musk and doing whatever the hell he wants, to use a Trump term? Do you want that person on the U.S., or pardon me, the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Remember, Elon Musk's company, Tesla, has a pending lawsuit coming up in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Do you think that Brad Schimmel's going to be fair about that? If that kind, and on top of it, coming to Wisconsin to try to buy votes. If that alone disturbs you, get up off your duff, do your patriotic duty, which people have fought and died for, and vote. Don't be the person that wakes up Wednesday morning and said, well, I didn't think it was going to matter. I didn't think it was going to be that close. They can't do this to us. We're the people. I've heard that line in Wisconsin. Well, it turns out they can. They don't have to listen to the people anymore. But so far, voting has held, and they do have to count the votes. And your vote will count on Tuesday if you get off your duff and go vote. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Wauwatosa, listening on WAUK. Mary in Tosa, you got 1 minute. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. I'm just going to bring this up. You've got Musk pegged right for sure. I listened to Robert Weissman on Public Citizen Zoom last night, and he said beyond the financial benefit, Musk has he's on a mission of destruction.
Yeah.
And without a doubt. So I'll call back with my question later.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mary. I appreciate it. Come on back. Going to give away two tickets to Milwaukee Brewers games next hour in our Break into Spring Text to Win contest. Also, what's worse, and Peter Rapine with a humorous look of the Week in Review. All that coming up on the Todd Allbolt Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.